Welcome back to another episode of Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast that's number one with cinephiles and Simone Biles. Let's get into this episode.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
No Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
No Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
No Cap.
Big Facts
No
Cap.
No Cap.
Two of the movies I watched in the last week were To Be or Not To Be. And the
Is that on Tubi?
I don't think it's on... It might be on Tubi, is it?
Just because it's Tubi or
Adrian
not Tubi.
I think Adrian was doing a joke.
I was like, have you seen this? Have you seen it on Tubi? To Be or Not To Be. Which is like this really fun movie about this Polish theater company, and they're like in 1941 they are doing a play that's making fun of Hitler as the Nazis roll into town, so they still have all the costumes, and that it's about them dressing up as the Nazis and doing like tricks on them, and it's actually just such a great comedy. There was like so many parts that genuinely made me laugh. Yeah,
screwball.
Yeah, some screwball stuff is going on. Totally worth watching, and I would actually very highly recommend it.
Do you think how, like, now a lot of people do Donald Trump impersonations? Back then in Nazi Germany, a lot of people did, like, Hitler impersonations? And there was, like, too many. It was, like, oversaturating the comedy market?
In Nazi Germany, no. I feel like you would get arrested what do you for mean? That, right?
On Freitag Nacht Leiven? Of course they had a guy who was doing Hitler.
Oh, yeah?
Friday Night Live, buddy. I see Phil's face trying to figure it out.
I don't know German, all right? Hey, if we're doing jokes, keep it English, buddy.
Right? Didn't you take German with us in elementary school? That's all you could take.
No, I didn't go to the same elementary school. I went to Midway.
Oh.
It was just another English class. We were dumb. They were like, y'all need to keep up with English before we can move over to Spanish or German.
Y'all remember Osweiter saying, tooth? What the fuck was tooth? There's no way that's a real word Germans
that,
are saying.
Is that the number two?
No, no, it means like goodbye. See ya, yeah.
Juice.
Anyways, yeah, no, I don't know what people were allowed to make fun of Hitler.
And then the other movie I watched was The Best Years of Our Lives, which is about veterans coming back from the war. And it was also a really good movie, a lot more like sentimental, but it was about three veterans showing back up after World War II and trying to rebuild their lives. Why I feel like it all connected was just, I feel like the movies we made about veterans and the war back then were so much better than the movies we made about the Iraq War, which like,
well, yeah,
I think people have pointed this out. Yeah, maybe that's why, because World War II, we genuinely were the heroes. But people have pointed this out. There's no real great Iraq War movies. Mm. It's just like, we just did it better back then. I feel like there's something to be said about that, that a smarter person who does media analysis could figure out of like why those movies feel so much more affecting. And they do make you feel like, hell yeah, go America, way more than The Hurt Locker does.
So get on it, Lindsay Ellis.
Yeah, Lindsay Ellis challenge. So
did you guys have that? No, well, not Phil, obviously, because he was at Midway. Did you have that guy? I think it was an eighth grade history teacher, the one who was a veteran and had like a, if you don't get behind the troops, get in front of them sticker on his wall.
Yeah, I had him. He was very clearly cheated on by his wife because of the time when he was doing. Because
his wife had a thing that was like, hey, I let anybody else get behind me. Because my
hey, come on, man. Where the Jody's at?
It was
what I mean, I forget what we were talking about. Like, it came to morality, and he's like, it was something about like, would it be justifiable if you were a soldier who came home and found your wife cheating on you to kill her? And it's like,
Jesus,
the difference
Christ
between like manslaughter and murder. And I was just like, that must have happened to you. I can't imagine why you would think to say that as a hypothetical.
Is it justifiable if you come home from war and your wife's getting hit from the bed? Like,
it was such a weird thing to bring up to a class of middle schoolers. Like, I remember so he weird connected it to something we were learning about, but I was like, nah, brother, that can't be it.
It all came back to that somehow. He connected it, but it all came back. That's crazy.
But also, I know a lot of troops do just deeply care about that issue, so maybe he was just in weird forums where people were like, this is the worst thing that can happen to a man, and for some reason it got deep in his brain. But at the time, I was like, this must have happened to him.
Anyways, my media roundup, it's been a while since I've been on the podcast, so a couple things. Watched Scary Movie with Dora Lee when she was in town. That was a big deal for us. We grew up watching those movies. I think it's one of those things where if you didn't watch the originals growing up, I feel like I was really misled about what I was going to go see. What I saw was a perfectly acceptable entry into the Scary Movie franchise. Had a couple yucks, had a couple laughs, couple of misses, but it was a fun time. Besides the fact that we accidentally snuck into the 4DX version of it, so like the chairs were moving and there was water spraying, which is unnecessary for a scary movie.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
Yeah, I just picked the one that was the best time for us, and I didn't realize we were sneaking into the premium theater, so it was not ideal. Not the best way to watch that movie. Tierra Whack's new album, Phil and I have been rocking that. She's rippity-rapping on that thing, and even if she's got a couple too many poopy bars. And then August Burns Red, they released a new album, Season of Surrender. A lot of times when they've been releasing in the last decade, everyone just kind of shrugs their shoulders and says, yeah, that's what August Burns Red sounds like. But I think this one, they kind of put a ripper out. They kind of went back to old form. So it kind of like is their best album since Constellations. So if you're in for a metalcore classic, I recommend. But that's it for me.
The Scary Movie, I remember seeing the trailer and just being kind of like cringy with them being like, we don't care who we offend, and being like making all these like weird jokes. Did they do that a lot in that movie?
I mean, sort of, but that's what they always did. Like it was always kind of like that.
You
I think they just leaned
scary
into
movie
it
nowadays.
Yeah, you couldn't. That's what Rainn Wilson said.
Huh.
You couldn't make Scary Movie 1 nowadays. They've already made that movie, but you could make Scary Movie 4.
Yeah.
6.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Good to know. All right. I might check that out.
It doesn't have a story. I will say that. It is different from the other ones in that there's literally no attempt to have a story.
Oh, yeah.
It's just cycling from bit to bit. I will say the streaming bit with Kai Cenat was pretty good. that was maybe one of my favorite parts of the movie. Yeah.
Okay. Bet. Word.
Yeah, bet.
Bet.
What about you, Philly?
Jeez. I watched the video of a Gucci Mane's meet and greet where a guy comes into the line and he's like, hey, I heard you've been going vegan. And Gucci Mane's just kind of smiling. And then he's like, but you can't be vegan if you keep on wearing that fur. Animal abuser, Gucci Mane. He's an animal abuser, Gucci Mane is. And then they, like, 6 security guards pulled him out. So that was like the big thing I watched over these past 2 weeks. Watch that video. Have y'all seen it?
No.
You haven't seen it? It's so cool. Because he approaches him and like Gucci Mane smiling like, yeah, I've been thinking about going vegan. He was like, but you can't go vegan if you keep wearing that fur. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Should have done the red bucket of paint on him.
I thought he was going to do something with the term meat and greet. And he was like, how are you going to be vegan? But this is meat and greet.
You know, meat and greet.
Animal abuser.
I'm getting barred out right now.
Yeah.
Does PETA still do stuff? I feel like I haven't heard anything about PETA in forever.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they haven't thrown a bucket of red paint on somebody wearing fur in a long time.
Okay, but the movies I watched, I watched Obsession in the theaters. I liked it a lot. I think I texted y'all this. I don't necessarily stand on this point, but like, if the girl was not possessed by like a demon and it was just like a girl acting kind of crazy, I would have let a lot of that shit slide. Let's be honest, fellas. You know, we've seen a few girls be like, hey, you know, she kind of hot.
Latina?
Hey, come on now. It's just a Latina thing she's doing, you know? I wouldn't have said that about everything.
I want to be culturally sensitive. I'm not trying to be culturally hegemonic.
I haven't seen the movie, but whatever stuff she's doing in the movie, Phil just like texting us like, this girl's really fiery, y'all. She's really spicy. She's a firecracker. I'll tell you that much.
Have you seen all the edits on Instagram Reels of the no scene where she's doing like the no, no, no? It's like if she was Australian, nor... Nor, nor.
I saw one when it was like if she was from Toronto and a guy was like, nah, fam, nah, fam.
And there's the one where it's if she was Marge, like, no.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Nah. That was really good.
I watched Ready or Not 2, the sequel. I think a lot of people said that it was better than the first one. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the first one was pretty solid of a film. I don't think I needed this one, but it was still good. I watched Normal with Bob Odenkirk, which is pretty much another like movie, kind of like Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, like kind of like an action slash like little bit of comedy in there. So everybody was making fun of how bad Tony Hinchcliffe's new special was. And just to kind of like keep up with it, I was like, let me watch like 5 minutes. I want to see how bad this is because I know it's going to be bad. But everybody was like, oh, no, it's like worse than you think. And I watched like about 10 minutes of it, but he tries to do crowd work and it's like some of the worst crowd work I've ever seen. And it's just no real jokes are in it either. And I don't know. And now I kind of want to watch the whole thing to see if he has a real joke in there. But there's so many applause breaks. That's what really gets me. When a comedian just starts off with an applause break, it's like, that was kind of cheap. He starts off with 3 or 4 applause breaks before he gets to like any like like line that's supposed to get a laugh, you know? It's so good to be here in Austin, Texas. And then people would just clap and he was like, yep. And I just got a gun. And then people clap a lot. But he does that like four times in a row. And it's like, I want to turn this off already. This is so bad.
First off, super cheesy for an actual special to do crowd work. It's like, put that out on YouTube. But what was his go-to question? Is it like, are you two dating? Or was it, where do you work? Or what was his...
He was asking one guy where he works, but I think he usually starts off the crowd work by addressing their ethnicity in a very Tony Hinchcliffe way.
That makes sense.
Like looking at a black guy and being like,
Tony Hinchcliffe, what would he say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But dog shit crowd work, dog shit special so far. I'm not going to finish it.
All right. You guys want to get into the theme? All right. Summer blockbusters.
These summer blockbusters obsession has to be like the outlier, right? Or the one, right?
That was
like,
in May. That's not summer.
That's true.
I think Supergirl's maybe the first summer blockbuster of the proper, but it's not really a blockbuster. It kind of fucked, kind of failed, right?
Yeah, I didn't hear too much about it.
Yeah, I think it notoriously did.
All right,
bad.
I'm looking up highest grossing movies of the 2020s. Let's do recent blockbusters. Okay, I'm going to skip Ninja 2, which is number 2. Avatar, Way of the Water.
Didn't see it. I know you did.
I didn't see it either.
I thought it was really
Paul
good.
Saw it with a super fan.
I did see it with a super... No, wait. I saw Fire and Ashes with a super fan. Way
right,
of the Water,
Way of Water
came out
is
a while
the second
ago.
One. Gotcha.
That was 2022. I guess really good might be an overstatement, but it was definitely what you wanted out of that movie. Just more of the, like,
more
CGI.
Navi fucking?
More Navi. Yeah, yeah. Every
exactly
time they,
what you wanted.
They tangled their hair off, I was like, ooh. Spider-Man, No Way Home. That one I have not seen. I'm surprised to see that's number 3 highest grossing of the 2020s.
You said it was Spider-Man, No Way Homes?
Yeah.
No Way Homes?
What would he sound like?
He's a spider?
It's Spider-Man, but when he's upside down kissing somebody, it's a guy, and he's like, No Way Homes?
No Way, wait, that's not cool, Homes.
Wait, why is this guy homophobic? Just because he's Latino? Come on, guys, we're better than that.
Okay, so not only the twist is that there's a Latino man watching, but he's kissing a guy. He's kissing Commissioner Gordon, is that his name? The Latino guy's like, No Way, Holmes, you work for him, Holmes. This is exactly what
that's against the HR policy, Holmes. You can't be doing
that.
He
has the HR policy with No Way, Holmes.
That man's hot lizard, man. You can't be kissing him. Now I want to watch this movie.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
See if that was a blockbuster.
Spider-Man : No Way Homes.
That's No Way Homes. I will say this. I've never seen a Tom Holland Spider-Man.
I haven't either, yeah.
I haven't seen an Andrew Garfield one either. I stopped after the Sam Raimi ones.
Those I didn't watch the Andrew Garfield ones, but I think I've seen all the Tom Holland ones. They're usually pretty good.
Number 4 is Zootopia 2, which I haven't seen Zootopia 2, but my nieces and nephews really like Zoo by Shakira, which is a song from that movie.
Ooh.
Ooh, I just know the song Zoo by Denzel Curry.
And we come in out
the zoo.
Yeah, it's not similar.
Do you guys remember watching any summer blockbusters? I remember I came back to Trader Joe's after watching, I think, the first Jurassic World movie. And my manager asked me how I felt about it. And I said, baby, that's summer in a bottle right there. That was my review of the movie.
That's it's because I'm going through this list, but the biggest summer blockbuster I remember from like the last decade definitely is the Barbie Oppenheimer thing.
Oh,
that feels
yeah.
like the last time we really had like a big cultural moment of like everybody's watching the same movies at the same time.
Yeah, I just watched Barbie.
I think the only summer, like, because I don't know, I don't have a good memory of like when a movie actually comes out versus like when I went to go watch a movie in the theaters, you know, especially when I was a kid. But actually, no more now because I'm an adult and summers don't really make a difference in when I can go see movies. But I do remember as a kid, I think The Incredibles was a summer blockbuster. And I remember, I think, going with like a friend and his family. And afterwards, he had like a very little brother that was like 7 or something like that and annoying. And like after the movie, the kids started running around the parking lot thinking that he was like the fast kid, like Dash or whatever. Yeah, and his mom being like, you're not Dash, get in the van, you fucking piece of shit. You never will be Dash.
I do like event movies. I like the idea of everybody watching the same thing at the same time, and it's like these massive movies.
Yeah. People running, not walking, to go see the movie.
Yeah. Are y'all excited for The Odyssey? I know probably Adrian won't see it, but I'm pretty excited.
The Odyssey is that epic film you were talking about, right?
Yeah, Christopher Nolan. It's based on The Odyssey by Homer.
Dope.
No way, Homer.
No way, Homer.
No way, Homer. The Odyssey? Bro, keep that a book. You know? Don't make it a big movie.
Does it actually affect you in any kind of real way when you hear that shit of like, do you know that you're the same age now? Like, you're older now than Homer was in the beginning of The Simpsons, technically, or whatever? Like, when you hear those kind of things, or like, technically, Bart would be 50 now, or whatever. I feel like I don't get anything out of those kind of stats where they're like, that show's been on a long time. And it's like, yeah, I get it. It's been on a long time.
Yeah, that never really got to me. But I what did, like, hold on, let me look at this picture and double check. SpongeBob is exactly 9 years older than me. We have the same exact birthday, or the same birthday, and different years.
Because they show his ID in that one episode.
What did you just look up? SpongeBob's his ID. Birthday?
SpongeBob's ID.
There's a screenshot of his ID in one episode. But yeah, I wonder if he's a heart donor in that. I wonder if it shows that or not. They probably did some funny things with that screenshot.
Organ donor. Just because it's he's just a heart donor doesn't mean that.
No, don't take my dick. Don't take my dick. Don't give it to anybody else. Yeah, I don't know. That never really got to me. I think it can kind of annoy me when people are like, oh, this movie came out before you were even born. It's okay, that's how time works, you asshole. Like, it's so annoying. Like,
wait, was The Simpsons movie a summer blockbuster?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember going to see that. Yeah, that was an event movie for sure. Yeah.
That was like an annoying thing, though, with like one of my old managers at Colonial, where she would like, we would... I'll be talking to the group chat about something random, and then somebody brings up a movie, and everybody's like at least like 10 years older than me on that team at least. And then the manager would be like, Phil, you probably don't even know what that is, do you? And I would just have to play into it, be like, is that a movie or something? They'll be like, oh, Phil, you're so young. I get that mostly when people talk about like Jaws or something like that, and I'm always like, oh, I find The Meg to be a way better movie, because I know that pisses them off. I know it does. And
that is
like,
a funny take.
The Jaws is so much better. I'm like, The Meg's bigger. They had CGI. Steven Spielberg couldn't afford it. And they're like, he couldn't.
That's actually a good way back into blockbusters, is that was kind of the discourse this year was like, what was that movie Spielberg just made? Disclosure Day would have been like a mega hit 10 years ago. 20 years ago, Disclosure Day would have been the summer blockbuster, and it got beat out, so that was kind of the big talking point.
I didn't go see it. It didn't seem that interesting to me.
Speaking of, like, kind of shark movies, though, like, I guess more beach movies...
The theme of this podcast,
The Shark Boys.
Shark Tales.
I guess, like, the setting of the movie sometime does kind of coincide with the fact that it's summer, you know? Like, I'm sure Lilo and Stitch probably came out last summer, right? Or two summers
last
ago?
Summer. Oh, the live action
one. The live action one,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time has no meaning for me.
I'm not a baby. I'm not watching Lilo and Stitch.
Listen, the only reason I know it, okay, is that I saw a lot of memes on Instagram when Stitch was dying underwater and all the kids being like, no, Stitch, get up, man. And a guy being like, no way, Holmes, get up.
No way, Holmes. They get killed. Wait, I can't do that. I want to join this bit so bad, but I'm not doing the accent. Adrian's asking me not to do the accent.
I come on, yeah, I'm in. I got the pass. I got the Latino pass.
We did it at the beginning of the podcast, and I got some feedback.
But yeah, that does make sense that more kid movies come out during the summer just so kids can go watch it, I guess. But I don't know. I guess that's like the real summer blockbusters nowadays. Because when I was even looking at the upcoming 2027 summer blockbusters, it was a lot of kid movies and like kid movie sequels. And I'm like, yeah, they're waiting this long to come out with Cocomelon 2. And I'm like,
that
makes sense.
It's got to be like Marvel movies too, right? Like do those come out during the summer?
Yeah,
or like-
No. I think the new Avengers movie is not coming out until next December.
So Christmas movie. There you go.
The latest Avengers and Marvel movies are all like, they're playing around with them because they're not selling as well now. So I feel like it probably isn't the same as when they were in their prime.
I guess like summer blockbusters, they do have kind of like a motive to like be like the movie of the summer, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of like what the other like quarters of the year, like,
are you asking us what the four seasons are?
No. What the first quarter, the first quarter of the year, they come out with like trash movies the first quarter of the year, though, right?
Yeah, because it's stuff that got pushed out of the window of like holiday movies because there's usually like big movies that come out for people to see on Christmas that aren't even like Christmas themed. So you don't want to release the same time as like a movie that's going to be big. So I think, yeah, a lot of B-tier movies get pushed out into the first bit of the year.
Which makes no sense that The Beekeeper came out in January 2 years ago, because that was the best movie of the year. What were you going to say, Adrian? Am I going to do my joke about what?
About how every movie is the number one movie in America right now.
Oh, yeah. That was a premise I kind of worked with. This is the number one movie in America. Like, they're all tied or something. But yeah, so what is this summer's blockbuster movies? I know you said Supergirls was like kind of trying to be that, and I guess it just didn't.
Yeah, The Odyssey for sure, I think, is going to be one.
Shrek 5, when's that coming out?
That's next year.
Oh, okay, damn. All right, that's next year's blockbuster.
That's next year's blockbuster.
I mean, we are going on. Do y'all want to get into columns?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Oh, isn't the other big summer blockbuster The Minions and Monsters?
Ooh.
I'm seeing those ads at the World Cup.
You think Gentle Minions is coming back for round two? Oh, there's another Spider-Man coming in July. Spider-Man Brand New Day.
It's called Cut It Out, Holmes.
Is this it? No, it's not animated. It's Tom Holland again.
All right, let's get into an article. So I sent you guys my article. I'm going to do the second one in there. This is from MovieWeb. Hey, Pollington. Hey, Pollington. A life advice column for the true cinephile. Oh, by B. Alan Orange. Alan Lorange. April 17th, 2009. All right. This is a new cinephile advice column. We're going to read the second one. I don't know the full context about this, but I figured we'd chop it up about the general ideas in the column. Hey, Pollington. I already know your opinion about watching the Wolverine bootleg before it has a chance to hit theaters. I'm not looking for a lecture. My question is this. I went to a friend's house last Friday night, and he had about 16 people over. They were all getting ready to watch Wolverine, on a giant HD plasma screen. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't know what to do in that situation. Should I stay and watch it and have a good time? Should I tell them it is wrong and throw the DVD out the window? Or should I just walk away and say nothing? What would you have done in that situation? Peer pressure got the best of me, and I stayed and watched it. No comment. Then, a couple days later, a coworker reprimanded me for watching the film, calling me a thief and a jerk. Later in the conversation, he admitted that he'd paid to see Adventureland and then snuck in to watch Fast and Furious because he refused to give that shit film his money. Am I a moron, or isn't that just as bad as me watching a bootleg? Signed, The Pirate.
Just as bad.
So this is all about pirating and stealing from the movies, something I've never done.
I didn't realize Wolverine leaked early. That's funny.
Is that 2019 or 2019? Is that what it was?
There's been a couple Wolverine movies. Which one was it?
The article was from 2009. So yeah, was that Logan?
Oh, damn.
No, Logan came out in the mid-2010s. Yeah.
I don't know what 2009 the Wolverine was, but yeah.
Do you think it depends on how bad or good the movie is on whether or not you could steal and watch it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how big the production company is.
What do you call it? If it's like a Daily Wire movie.
A snuff film.
So if it's bad in that sense.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
can steal it.
Yeah.
I got you.
If it's actually morally bad for the world to give that production company money.
I feel that.
But you will get a lot of likes on your YouTube channel if you review it.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see that Daily Wire? They just put out a trailer for a new movie. It was a follow-up to... They put it out like 4 years ago. There's like Run, Hide, Fight. And now it's Run, Hide, Fight, Infidel. And it's about a Palestine protest at a university that gets taken over by extremist Muslims. And they start enforcing Sharia law in the camp. And it's naive students having to be saved by the young conservatives club at the school who own guns.
Now, I'm going to pay money to watch that one.
<That's cool.
laughs> Wait, I thought that was the one where they install Sharia law.
What would that sound like, Bob? Yeah, except for swearing on a Bible, they have to swear on her hips. Judge Shakira. I'm surprised this question asker did propose the idea of them throwing the DVD out the window. Because
they're a moral person.
I guess. I mean, I don't know, but you shouldn't, like, I don't know. It's such a big production. Like, it's Marvel, you know? Right? That's Marvel. That's like a huge production company. It's like, you can steal from, it's like stealing from Walmart, you know?
Yeah, that was one of the toughest things I had to do in school, is we were doing like an open discussion thing in my Spanish class where we had to like try and talk in Spanish as much as possible. And I was trying to defend pirating music in Spanish. And I was just trying to do my best to put the words together of like, fuck these, I don't know, fuck the record companies, who cares?
Yeah.
I support the bands by going to see them live and by buying their merch. That's what matters.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how it's to support other movies. I don't really buy physical copies of the movies, and movie merch isn't really something I'm interested in. I'm surprised when I always see the A24 store. Their Hypebeast stuff is always so... I don't think I've ever seen anyone wear that out in real life.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there was a time where I used to see people in, like, A24 the brand merch, which I always thought was weird. Like, wearing a hat that just said A24. Like, they make such different types of movies. Like, I'm just a fan of the studio.
Yeah, they're a distributor. They sold out to AI now, so everyone's boycotting them now.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
They have, like, a $100 million deal with, like, trying to use AI to help produce movies.
Have y'all ever been in a situation where you're at a party or like anything similar to this where somebody has a bootleg of something and they invite people over to watch a bootleg movie or, like...
I think we can all go ahead and... say that I'm guessing none of us care if one of our friends has a bootleg. We will probably watch it.
I won't care.
I've done illegal streams to like watch a sport event or something like that. Yeah.
Or even like I've done, I mean, I guess UFC fights, but also just like basketball games during the finals. If I don't have like YouTube TV or something and it's not streaming on a platform, there's like so many YouTube videos. Yeah, and then they'll like get it taken down probably within minutes, but it's like, hey, I tried. I was on the ride for a little bit. I never really done it with movies, but I remember when I was young, my dad worked at a Nissan dealership and a coworker there always got bootleg movies. And I remember like vividly like being in my dad's car waiting for him to get off of work.
I remember seeing those at the flea market, yeah.
Oh, I would just say, like, as my dad got in the car, he was still talking to this guy outside the window, and he was like, yeah, man, so this is this movie, Liam Neeson's in it, and his daughter gets taken. I won't say anything else, but it's pretty crazy. And I remember watching Taken with my dad that night, yeah, on a bootleg DVD. That was the first bootleg DVD I ever watched, was Taken.
Yeah, when I used to go to Lebanon as a kid, I would buy a bunch of, like, the $1 bootleg DVDs, because they would just have, like, stores full of them.
I'm not trying to, you know, this is a current crime happening, so I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but, like, my parents pay some guy, like, $50 a month, and he installed a thing in their TV where they get TV from around the world. Like, they have this weird menu where they can scroll, and they're like, what's going on in Argentina right now? Or, like, here's the way to stream any football game, because, like, you can find whatever country and then stream it from there, yeah.
It was once called Karatu. I guess I could say this now, because it's a different business what is it now? I think it's called Quick Stop 2. Quick Stop number 2.
That was the Gucci Corner.
Gucci Corner. It's a convenience store that's like walking distance from my house, and they had bootleg DVDs for a while. And the first time I saw one, it was when Super Mario Bros. And Cocaine Bear were both in the theaters. I just remember those were like the two big movies at the time. And he had those like in DVD sleeves up front of the register. And I remember asking him, like, is this like the Cocaine Bear? This is like the Super Mario Bros? And he was looking at me, he's like, yeah. Like he was saying it, like, shut the fuck up. Like, do you want it or not? And I was like, yeah, I'll take them both. And I got them both and I watched them.
All right, any real advice for this guy, or?
It was weird that it sounds like he's just getting, like,
he did the right thing. He just shut up and watched it.
No, but the coworker who told him he's a jerk, it feels like it's, like, some sort of weird power move, right? Like, this guy's doing, like, pickup artist lines.
Have you guys ever been judged for doing some piracy and stuff like that? I guess by Paul. Paul's been judgy about me doing that with movies.
Oh, no. I mean, not because I'm worried about you stealing the movies, because I'm worried about your financial situation that you feel like it's necessary.
It seems more judgy.
I think it's
way.
The contents of the videos that Adrian downloads online that I'm concerned about. I'm like, Adrian, that's not cool for you to be watching that stuff.
I haven't torrented in forever. I don't know what you're talking about. The last thing I torrented was Louis C.K.'s special because I didn't want to give him money.
Okay.
Which they have really gotten bad. So that's also one of those things where it's like, at least you didn't spend the money and go, well, what a waste.
Yeah, I just saw he put something on Netflix and I saw a trailer for it. And it was pretty bad. Yeah, the trailer looked bad.
It really is sad how if, like, you get caught up in, like, even when it's not your intention to be caught up in, like, a right-wing media sphere, I do think it melts people's brains. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all were saying about Tony Hinchcliffe, who wasn't, like, a bad comedian before, like, in his first special, but it's, like, you just get caught in that world, and it makes you less funny somehow. It just makes these people, like, lazy, I think, because they get, like you were saying, like, they just get claps for everything. Like, I bought a gun is a punchline now.
Yeah. But I think, too, when you get canceled as a comedian, like, the your only, like, route of success at that point is to lean into it. Like, for example, like, Chris D'Elia and Louis C.K., both of them are, like they seem a little more, I don't know about Louis C.K., but at least Chris D'Elia seems a little more right-wing and conservative with his stuff now. And he's like, I'm canceled. Like, the only other people that are going to like me now are is this other audience, so I have to cater towards them, I feel like.
With Louis C.K., I don't feel like he does anything explicitly right-wing, but you can just tell he's doing, like, facsimile of his old stuff. It's like he's trying to pretend to be that person. It's like something clearly killed that spark of joy in him, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's been 20 years since his best stuff. Maybe he would have always kind of lost.
He was trying to do a special a year. I mean, it's never gonna that was never gonna work forever.
Maybe the fall off was coming either way.
All right, do you guys want to hear the answer? Dear Mr. Pirate, wow, you sort of blew my mind with the last part of that question. After asking around, it seems that this is a very common practice amongst fanboy bloggers, and they're the ones preaching the loudest about the evils of bootlegging practices. To answer the first part of your question as honestly as I can, I would have done nothing. No friendly lectures, no throwing the disc out the window, no watching it on the couch, cuddled up next to some nerd girl with a snot-glued clitoral rash. What? I would have calmly walked into the kitchen, shotgunned 3 beers, pocketed the smaller bottles of booze, and then blatantly stood out on the balcony, swigging straight from the rocket-sized pitcher of gin that used to sit on top of the microwave. If anyone said shit to me, I'd reply, "It was there to drink. I drank it. Wolverine was there to watch. You watched it. Now shut the fuck up." You can't stop people from- this guy's a real badass. You can't stop people from doing what they're going to do, and nobody likes a crybaby or a tattler. If you truly believe that bootlegging hurts the artistic community, don't indulge yourself. If you don't give a shit, watch away. In the long run, it will only hurt the quality of the films you really, quote-unquote, want to see. It's an easy evil to avoid, but I honestly understand the excitement and appeal of it. 16 people, though? That sounds like a party. Why not convince them that watching any movie is stupid and that you should instead be caterwauling the night away? You only live once, and the thrill of pushing someone down the staircase in a shopping cart far outweighs any visceral push Wolverine has to offer. Now, about the second half of this question. It's really about your own personal ethics. When a film goes to a theater, it is under consignment, like a Mexican day laborer. I wonder what that would sound like. Most of the money goes back to the studio, not the theater.
I know.
And a dossier is kept in light of any given film's performance. In truth, the practice of sneaking from one shoebox screen to the next actually does hurt the performance of any given movie. Imagine if everybody did this. It would pull the high grosses out from underneath the rug of whatever blockbuster failed to perform. The movie would be considered a failure, even though it was seen by a theater full of non-paying customers. On the reverse side, you have the argument that Paul Blart Mall Cop opened to unexpectedly high numbers because most teens were purchasing that PG-13 ticket only to sneak into the R-rated My Bloody Valentine 3D. It's a reverse situation that helps the lesser movie. Your friend is a self-aggrandizing twat. It makes him feel special to say he gave money to the art film when in truth he really wanted to see the fun, trashy drive-in movie, the art film Adventureland. Okay. He is patting himself on the back pretending to buck the trends of commercial pop garbage while fully bullying into it at the same time. He believes Greg Mottola is going to walk out of the ether like a fairy and pat him on the back. Bullshit. That's an R-worded way of thinking. Considering the budget, fun films like Fast and Furious need your money just as much as Adventureland. Think about the meaning of that film for a moment. Imagine if all the carnival rides disappeared and you were only left with boring teen angst. Revolt, anyone? I don't know if theater hopping hurts as much as bootlegging, but it's definitely a pinch of change. If the pundits are correct, the practice can change the outcome at the box office. Though, Blart's staying power seems to prove otherwise. Theaters don't usually care if you hop from one screen to the next, they look away for one simple reason. Hardly any of their revenue comes from the actual ticket sales. They've got you in the multiplex, they want to keep you there as long as possible. The more $12 Cokes you buy, and the more $18 bags of Reese's Pieces you consume, the more actual money they make. It's open. That 23-screen pyramid that they build in the center of town, consider it an all-you-can-watch buffet. Just remember to visit the concession stand between viewings, and leave the camcorder at home. Oh, I forgot about the days when people, like, legitimately brought camcorders into movies. Alright, any comments on that terrible answer? I guess it wasn't terrible, but I had a lot of things to say about it.
What was the, like...
He said the R-word? That's cool.
There's no way...
He did.
It's weird when somebody in media takes a stance where it's like
this. If anyone needs the money, it's Fast and Furious. That was an expensive movie.
You're a media person. You're concerned with the content. Why do you care whether or not like how people are streaming these things? Like, I don't know. Is he paid for by the actual like industry? Like, why is he so pro industry?
All right, y'all ready for Paul's column?
All right.
Go ahead, King.
I sent you my column. It's from Boomer Magazine 2017. Ooh, and the reason I brought this in was because the only time I ever encounter a bad movie watching experience is usually during like blockbuster movies, because the theater is so full that you end up being like, okay, there's some like movie talkers in here.
Yeah.
Dear Amy, I recently went to the movies with my daughter. It was a stadium-style seating where you pick assigned seats. The young couple to our immediate right was talking throughout the previews. Not a problem. They continued talking when the movie started. I waited a few minutes, then leaned over and politely asked them to please stop talking during the movie, to which the young man replied, no.
Sheesh.
Then they continued to whisper during the movie. What else could I have done? To find an usher, I would have to climb across the row past 10 other people. The only other available seats were in the first three rows. It was a distraction for the entire movie. Outside of raising my voice to tell them to stop so others could hear, what should I have done? I didn't want to escalate in any way. What could I have done? I refused to do anything, but what could I have done?
Yeah, the most basic thing, which is just find somebody who works there.
Yeah.
To be fair, kind of a useless thing. When I was in a movie where there were teenagers in the back who were talking the entire time, I think they got two talking tos during the movie and then just never stopped.
Mm.
So that also might not do anything. That was when I went to go watch Long Legs.
Oh.
Packed ass theater, and just in the back corner there were like three. It was literally the most juvenile shit, where they were like, stop touching me, stop hitting me. I was like, go anywhere else to go do this.
This is gonna be the most like bitch made narc thing I've ever admitted on the podcast, but I did get two teenagers kicked out of a movie once, not on purpose.
Wow.
But they were definitely—
what race were they?
I don't know.
Which Spider-Man movie was it?
They were definitely like doing some heavy petting, making out, I think maybe trying to have sex.
What? Wow.
It was getting so obnoxious.
Paul was like, y'all are turning me on during this movie. I'm trying to stay soft right now.
I'm trying to watch Dear Zachary here in the theaters.
Yeah, I got a rock hard boner because you're making
out. I'm rock hard.
To defend myself, when I went to the
usher, I'm trying
to
watch The Rock and Jumanji, but I'm rock hard right now because these kids are making out. Folks,
when I went to the usher, I did specifically say, they're being loud, can you just shine a flashlight up there to freak them out and get them to stop?
Wow.
But you said fleshlight by accident.
I said, can you give them a fleshlight, please?
They were like, thanks.
No, and then like 5 minutes later, the usher came in and I saw him like walking them out. And I'm not going to lie to you, I did see what race they were. I was lying earlier, and no, I'm not going to tell you.
Wow.
Let's see, they were making out during which movie? I can guess.
But that does make me feel like an old stickler. It doesn't make me feel good to be that person.
No, I think you were in the right for doing that. But I was reading this and she was like, what could I have done? I don't know what she could have done, but like, if I was the kid that was talking and when she was like, please stop talking during the movie, I would have been like, you're the one talking right now. That would have been a good comeback.
That's actually awesome.
Ooh, that's true.
And then I would have gone talk to an usher and be like, can you get this lady out? She's talking to me during the movie.
But other than that one I mentioned, the only other time I've run into this is like Marvel movies, basically like Avengers Endgame. Like I went and saw that with a friend. I was like, this place is packed and every person is just talking full volume to their friends. It's an insane experience.
I don't remember if this is the right one, but I do remember my teacher coming in on a Monday to school in like middle school, elementary school, I can't remember. And she was just like, yeah, I went to go watch that new Chronicles of Narnia movie, and there were some teenagers behind me who were talking the whole time about how handsome Prince Caspian was and what they wanted to do to him, and I didn't appreciate it. It really ruined the movie for me.
What they wanted to do to him, that's awesome. Just the whole time, these kids are like, I would just hit him on the bat, like,
Have you guys ever found something in a movie funny that was objectively not supposed to be funny? Because that's my version of this, is like laughing and being like, oh, I hope I'm not ruining it for other people. It was just so absurd what just happened.
That happened to me during the MJ musical. I watched the MJ musical in LA like years ago because my coworkers got me tickets when I went out there. And during one scene, the whole Jackson 5 was dancing in their bedroom like alone. And they were like, you know, doing their dances, the whole choreography. And then Joe Jackson like kicks in the door and he's like, those spins ain't looking too good. And I busted out laughing. Oh, that was so funny. Because he wasn't even in the room. He was just like, I can hear the creaks from below. And those spins, they were full 360s. I thought that was hilarious. But yeah, during movies too, for sure. Especially during horror movies. I feel like there are some scenes in horror movies where they do try to have like some comic relief in it. But some scenes, it's not that clear. And you just kind of want to laugh, I guess, to kind of relieve the tension. I don't know. Like for yourself, not everybody else. But
I do remember watching Call Me By Your Name and somebody laughing at like the heartfelt talk between the dad and Timothée Chalamet at the end of like, man, this is really making this person uncomfortable. That like it was definitely like a laugh where it's like they didn't know how to handle like the emotion of it. I don't know. It felt really, it was interesting.
Interesting.
It felt like they were like, I don't know, maybe uncomfortable with the gay stuff or how emotional it was. And they like were awkward laughing. Maybe they just thought the acting was bad. I don't know.
Okay, here's a question. Have y'all ever been to a movie, whether it's a premiere or just go to see a movie at theaters and you're the only one in the theater, so then you have the freedom to like talk, react to the movie how you want because nobody else is in there and you're not going to disturb anybody.
If it's a private viewing of High School Musical 2, and so you can talk as loud as you want to all your friends.
Yeah, and it's encouraged.
Sorry, my Bluetooth, my headphones are messing up. You said you viewed your privates at a high school? What'd you say? You let people view your privates at a high school?
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that. What were you saying? It's my headphones messed up to where I rearranged the words and it took some out. I'm sorry. I'll get these fixed.
No, if I'm in a movie theater alone, it doesn't make me any louder or anything. It just, I don't know. Sometimes it makes movies creepier. I watched When Evil Lurks in a theater alone and I was like, man, this is kind of creepy. But I wasn't like, oh, wait, because stuff was happening. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Wait, why is that accent for a movie talker, Adrian? Just explain.
Being like, oh my God, that's crazy?
Okay.
No, I think it was a little more emphasized than that. I think there was a little bit of a stank to that accent. I saw Roofman, and I was the only one in the theaters
for
that.
You roofied a man? Wait, sorry, my Bluetooth is acting up. You're right,
yeah, what I was saying, Paul, is that I roofied a man. It was a boy. It wasn't a man, all right? It was a little boy. No, I went to go see Roofman, and I was the only one in the theater, so I didn't necessarily, like, I guess, exclaim any sentences, you know, but I was kind of reacting and, like,
I've only exclaimed a sentence.
Never said a sentence, only exclaimed some. But also, during any movies that are, like, it's kind of a rom-com, that movie, mixed with, like, I guess, a suspense factor or whatever, but, like, any rom-com, maybe because like, I just been alone for so long, but I'll laugh at a lot of scenes and be like, that's not realistic. She would never say that to you and stuff like that. But like, I think that was a movie I was kind of like a little loosey-goosey with. I was like, nobody's in here. I could react how I want them.
I really don't know what this person is asking. It's literally, I don't want to escalate at all. How do I get it to stop? Like, you can't. You have to escalate if you want it to stop.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I remember because I had the vision of like just telling those people in the long legs thing to just be like, just go somewhere else if this is what you guys want to do. Clearly, you don't want to watch the movie. Just go somewhere else. It's a packed theater. We just want to watch the movie. And it ruined that movie for me, I feel like.
I love the idea of Adrian going up and talking to them and confronting them. And then they stand up and they have really long legs. And they're like, oh, never mind.
I see why you're here.
Yeah, what? I'm so sorry. How people dress up for premieres of somebody dressed up in a big trench coat into the tall person bit for long legs.
You know, I'll say this because I really
wait, that's
considered
actually not a bad like video right there. Isn't showing up on stage
dressing up for long
for
legs.
Long legs and walking up to the box office and be like, I think you know what movie I'm gonna watch it.
Minions.
I think you know what movie is. I want tickets.
Yeah, you know why I'm here.
I thought about doing this, and I think it might be the move. I was pretty close to being like, I'm just gonna leave and ask for a refund, and I'll just come watch this another time. I don't know how amenable they'd be to doing that, but
what if you go to the box office and you're like, I want a refund for long legs, and they look at your legs and be like, yeah, no problem, kid.
Yeah, okay.
That movie was disappointing to me. I know that's off topic, and we should get to the answer, I guess. But I will say, I thought Long Legs was kind of trash. I didn't like it.
Getting to the answer from Boomer.com. Despite multiple official entreaties during the trailers for people to be quiet and not use their phones during a film, some people continue to behave as if they are in their living rooms. If you didn't want to raise your voice to shush these people, then yes, you should have worked your way past 10 people to get an usher. I assume you would have gotten a round of applause. That would have also been distracting for the people in the film. People behind me started clapping.
it's worse,
I forgot about the using your phone thing. I have been at the Dreamland where people will tap you on the shoulder and tell you to go to the lounge. I don't know how this always happens, but I never remember until the end of every movie that I watch to look up if there's after credit stuff. It's always right at the end of the movie where I'm like, why didn't I look? Why didn't I think about this?
It doesn't really happen that often if it's not a superhero movie. Well, horror movies might have be building it in.
Yeah. Scary Movie had some mid-credit scenes.
I usually now just kind of stay and see if there's in-credit scenes because I'm never in a rush.
Wasn't it originally like actually after all of the credits? Now it's always just after like the big actor splash screens.
They do a mid-credit scene, yeah.
See, I hate it like because Marvel movies, they were like a mid-credit scene, a post-credit scene, and then they'll just do... Scene. And then a post-post-credit scene. Like they'll add so many in there and it was like just... Show me the whole fucking movie. How about that? How about you show me the whole fucking goddamn movie?
Idea for a movie, the credits start 10 minutes in and then the rest of the movie.
It's a post-credit scene. That is, I love that.
It's a good idea.
Cool.
You didn't like in the Avengers where it shows them eating shawarma at the end of the movie?
Ooh, I remember shawarma? That.
Yeah, the whole like city's crumbling around them and they're like, well, guess we gotta eat. Eat some shawarma.
All right, y'all want to get into the third seggy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, what are we doing?
So, the popcorn bucket thing.
Oh, okay.
These are just like a list of movies coming out in 2027.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
Oh, so two things. Before we do that, AMC actually has their popcorn buckets from the last year, so let's start. It's pretty limited, but resell them on their website, so I'll do it as like a quiz for y'all to see if you can guess what was actually the popcorn bucket.
That'd be fun, okay.
But this was all kind of inspired by Rocco Batte's tweet about the new Passion of the Christ coming out in 2027. He said, all right, fam, what are we thinking? Obviously, Holy Grail Sipper, but what's the popcorn bucket? The tomb, and you move the rock to get the corn? Manger for Cinemark locations? Sound off.
The one thing for me about the popcorn buckets off rip is that it just seems like you're paying a lot to get less than a large popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, but you get to take home a toy, basically. Like
it's a collectible, I guess. Yeah.
I want the popcorn. I want the popcorn, honey.
Yeah, I can't put my dick in this thing.
I'm going to start with the most obnoxious one. So that's a clue to what this is. It's for the Odyssey. What do you think the popcorn
bucket? Oh, it's a ship.
Nope.
The Odyssey.
It's very obnoxious.
Oh, it's the Trojan horse. The Trojan horse.
That would be cool, but it is not.
What? Is it like a big wave or something?
No, and I'm going to tell you what it is because it's genuinely so bad you'll never figure it out.
It's a helmet?
It's an IMAX camera because he shot it for IMAX.
I hate it.
That's a lot to hold on to as well.
All right.
It's going to look like you're pirating the movie.
Top Gun. What do you think Top Gun's popcorn bucket is?
Helmet.
Oh.
Phil?
I would think a plane. A jet.
It's a helmet popcorn bucket.
Yeah, damn. Get fucked, Phil.
All right. Who? Tell them. Bring them to me.
All right. What do you think the Devil Wears Prada's popcorn bucket was?
A shoe, a high heel shoe.
Oh, well, yeah.
Close, but no.
Wait, no. Anne Hathaway's pussy. Oh, the purse.
The purse. Super Mario Galaxy.
Anne Hathaway's
mushroom.
Mushroom. That's a good guess.
Or a
wait,
star?
What was this?
Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, is it like the little mystery box with the question mark? The square?
Ooh, that would be a good
this
one.
This one's pretty adorable. And I mean, you can buy these all on the AMC site. So if you guys want a little Yoshi carrying an egg where the popcorn can sit.
Yoshi! Wait, nice. Yoshi played by Donald Glover who had like zero lines?
Oh, I didn't see the movie. Is that really? He didn't get any?
That was Pierce's review of it. It's just like, Donald Glover didn't say anything. He just went, Yoshi!
Scream 7. This one is tough.
Scream 7.
Is it like a phone? Like a home phone setup, maybe?
Is it a big knife?
It's Scream looking out of a door. That's a popcorn bucket.
Yeah, okay. Hard pass.
M3gan 2.
M3gan? Oh, we watched Mithrigan 2. What was big about that movie? Is it like the little hypercube thing or whatever the piece of technology was?
It's Mithrigan's whole head.
I don't like that. I don't like whoever's buying that.
I mean, oh, the back of the head, too.
Also, okay. It literally holds like a cup of popcorn.
Yeah, that's not a lot at all.
I guess it's a good serving size. It's good for you to limit your portion.
Space Jam.
A basketball?
Did they re-release it?
No, isn't there a new Space Jam? With
Space Jam
with LeBron
2?
James?
With LeBron, yeah.
LeBron Space 2 Jam? Yeah, I think a basketball makes sense. Is it a hoop?
Phil, I feel like you should get this. It's one of your favorite things in the world.
Wait, Anne Hathaway's pussy.
Yep.
It's a hoop fever machine.
Oh, dude, that's fire. Phil, you gotta get that. Damn, I'm gonna get that for you.
I want that.
And that's the only ones they still have up on their website for resale. Actually, there's more, but all of them are movies I don't care about.
Okay,
so now that we know what they're kind of working with, we can try and
now
make
we can do fills and actually guess what they should be in the future.
So I found this article that is on thedirect.com. And this is an article of all the major movie sequels releasing in 2027. And the reason I kind of did find one with just the sequels is because we're already kind of familiar with the movies. But yeah, these are all the major movie sequels releasing in 2027. We're going to start with Ice Age Boiling Points. So the beloved franchise Ice Age, you know.
The Big Acorn.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And then the drink is a saber tooth.
Oh, like the horn? Yeah. Or the horn of the woolly mammoth.
Oh, that would be bigger. That's too much stuff.
Yeah.
You only want to give away about 12 ounces.
That's true. If we're going to be their like creative like marketing department for the drinks and the popcorn bucket, we have to think about how much popcorn and drink they want to save with these things. Because, you know, I mean, we're selling the collectible. We're not selling food
and drink.
I feel
like the problem with an iceberg is it's too boring, but it does feel on theme. But I like Adrian's more, the acorn.
Oh, for Titanic?
Yeah.
All right. Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
Ooh,
I'm not too familiar with Sonic, but something with the glove, maybe just like a big white glove for the popcorn, maybe?
Did they just give up on giving taglines to these movies? It's just Sonic 4 now?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know too much about Sonic, but doesn't like something with, like,
Dr. Robotnik in his like spaceship would be kind of cool because he always has like a mechanical ship he comes in on.
Is he still the bad guy?
Oh, you think they've moved past him?
Oh, his new the new threat is Metal Sonic, according to the article. I would do Sonic Shoe. You do a shooey.
Oh, Godzilla versus Kong. That's obvious. You do a Mecha Godzilla, right?
A whole Mecha Godzilla?
Yeah, the whole Mecha Godzilla. Because
what's the Mecha Godzilla?
It's Godzilla, but he's made of machine.
Yeah, that would actually make sense for a popcorn bucket. This is a little metal contraption. I like that.
Yeah, I don't really know enough about Godzilla and Kong for this one.
I think maybe something with Godzilla being on the towers, you know, maybe a big tower for the popcorn bucket and Godzilla.
Did they not do that
for
the first one?
You could also just do King Kong's face, but with the mouth being like the hole for the popcorn, so it looks like he's munching on it. Because mouth is wide open.
That way it looks like you're making out with King Kong.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any of these? I feel like I've seen one on at the gym, and the one thing I took away from it is like, God, Paperboy's getting his bag with this one, but why
you
are you doing stuff
Godzilla
like this?
You watched Godzilla Zero, right, Paul? Or was it Godzilla 1 or Godzilla 0?
That one I heard was good.
Yeah, yeah,
Minus
that one
Zero?
Was really good.
I heard that was good. And then The Resurrection of Christ, shout out to the guy where this bit
Wait,
is
Wait, Mel Gibson's
from.
Making the remakes?
Yeah, he's making two squeakles of Passion of the Christ.
That's crazy.
So I guess it's like when he comes back... I guess that's what because the
yeah,
first one.
He's like, I'm back.
That's what the trailer is. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Paranormal Activity 8. Paranormal
Whoa.
Activity.
I've never seen
Maybe
those
like
movies.
They're all like on found footage, which I don't remember if the first one ever explained why they had like cameras set up in their bedroom. I mean, I think they did. I think they did
safety,
set up security.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess like a camcorder as well?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Just a regular camcorder. But then you're going to look like you're a pirate in the movie.
The only big thing I remember, like prop-wise I remember for that movie is like a camera, like a camcorder.
Yeah, and I really don't know about the sequels either. I have no idea. Oh, a Ouija board.
Ouija board.
You get a charcuterie.
Oh, that's nice. I love that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They got to start keeping prosciutto behind the stand at AMC.
Wrapped around some melon balls? Are you kidding me?
How to Train Your Dragon is Viking hat, right?
that's where you get your drinks from. It has a little two little siphons that come out. You drink that.
It's like the loudest prop. I never watched How to Train Your Dragon either, so I don't know.
I guess Toothless, the dragon, it could be out of his back or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, Spider-Man. Beyond the Spider-Verse is coming out soon. Okay. Let's lock in for this one.
Spider-Man.
Could it be an alternate universe where it's bucket Spider people? Pig? Where it's popcorn buckets and they have a popcorn bucket Spider-Man?
All right, it's not the Rick and Morty movie. It's the Spider-Man movie.
I mean, they kind of did steal the swag of those jokes, though, a little bit. They did do a lot of that.
That's a good idea to come out with a movie to where it's so easy to make a popcorn bucket out of, just so Regal and AMC will do that for you, you know? Yeah, there's a movie coming out called, like, The Brave Little Popcorn Bucket. Spider-Man. Doesn't he take pictures for a newspaper? Maybe, like, a camera?
Well, we I don't can't think keep he does in that camera. One. They can't all be cameras.
Can it be a camera, yo?
We made fun of the Odyssey for doing that, and now we're just like, it could be cameras.
It could be a camera. They filmed it.
But no, this one is a picture. It's not like a big video, like camcorder. It's just like a little like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're
yeah,
really getting big old ripped lens. Off on the popcorn in that situation.
Yeah, it's in the very thin like memory card slot. It's just like crushed up popcorn.
It's clearly like one of those disposable snap and shoots that they've just dug into a little bit.
Yeah,
they just like, took out where the film goes.
Like a knife.
Shrek 5.
Oh, this one they actually did have on the AMC site. I just didn't think it was interesting enough to mention.
Oh, you already know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, is so it, I guess, can we, yeah, we have to guess what it is. Is one of it the Shrek ears? Is that what for the drink or the, because the Shrek ear, how it has like that funnel shape, you know?
That yeah, they do that at like theme parks,
think
right?
Dumb
yeah.
in the same way the Scream one was dumb.
Shrek's
oh, is it
ass.
Shrek coming out of his lodge or whatever? His
outhouse, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's his outhouse.
Is out of his donkey.
So you're eating stuff that was in his outhouse?
I know. You're eating out of his poopy house.
You are eating out his ass pretty. You might as well just make it his ass.
Stop eating my ass, donkey.
Yeah, every time you reach for popcorn, it makes a, it has a little voice that comes out. Stop eating my ass.
It's my really good Shrek impression.
That'd be so distracting during a movie if every time you reach for popcorn, or somebody reach for popcorn, you just hear way behind you, like, stop eating my ass.
Oh, it's,
I can't do a Shrek voice.
Motion activated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minecraft is going to be an easy one. Everything is so angular. That's the whole point of the world.
Oh, yeah, you'd have a block or some bullshit.
Kirsten Dunst's in the new one. That's crazy.
I guess the chicken jockey was the big thing from the first movie. Should you get a chicken?
Yeah, and I know what that is. So, you know, you just make one, make it a chicken jockey. You know, that's a good popcorn bowl.
I think it's just a cubular chicken.
Oh, yeah. We all know that.
Yeah, baby.
Quiet Place Part 3.
Okay, so this one can't be motion activated. You gotta be quiet during this movie.
Oh, Cillian Murphy.
This one is tough because those monsters are really not good receptacles for popcorn, and that's the only interesting thing from those movies.
The way their ass is shaped, yeah, it's just not a good like thing to eat out of. I scroll down to the bonuses, which have some of the best ones. Air Bud Returns. Guys, I'm going to the premiere of this. This sounds lit. Air Bud Returns is coming out next year. That could be...
A basketball?
I mean, that could be a basketball or a dog bowl.
Or the hoop. Oh, dog bowl hoop.
Yeah.
Wait, did they get the same Air Bud back in? That's crazy.
It's an old dog who clearly can't act anymore. He's just sleeping.
He's blind.
He's got that thing where instead of back legs, he has wheels.
Yeah, he's playing in one of those like wheelchair leagues for basketball.
I think dog bowl makes a lot of sense.
The Beekeeper 2 is coming out. A beehive, right? A beehive?
Ooh.
For like a popcorn bucket?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, do you mean like a stereotypical cartoon one or like one that looks that, like a beekeeper has?
Yeah, like a cartoon one that like with the little, swirls up. Or not swirls up, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a good idea. And I guess that's just old school beekeeping equipment.
The drink can be like a honey jar that's shaped like a bear, you know, with a little tiny... Little funnel on it.
You mean the thing that they had at Starbucks for a while?
No, like you ever seen like the honey things that look like they're shaped like a bear? Like you know how Aunt Jemima had like
that's
her
what
body?
They had at Starbucks for a while.
Yeah, you know how Aunt Jemima had her body? Yeah, I'm familiar.
Her body? Yeah, She had a body, She had a thick ass body on it. That's syrup.
Wow, there's a lot of movies coming out next year. Okay, do we have a big fact, no cap?
Yeah, big fact. When it comes to summer blockbusters.
I'm glad we didn't do the popcorn bucket idea for the Sydney Sweeney movie. I don't want to hear what Phil has to say about that.
What body part do you think I was going to say? Go ahead.
I didn't say body part. Whoa, I didn't say none of that. Phil. My no cap is you're allowed to steal from movie theaters because who cares?
My big fact is if somebody's talking in the movie theater, this is America. I'll just pull out a gun and shoot them.